This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policies shaping African technology. Here's what matters on July 16, 2026. Africa's fintech sector is not ready for AI-to-AI payments yet. And that's a problem because it raises tough questions about who controls, verifies, and takes responsibility when software starts moving money. This is a classic case of the plumbing beating the apps. As our read at Tech Cocoon has argued, durable value in African fintech sits in the settlement layer, not the interface layer. For builders, this means focusing on building integration depth, which is expensive to build and nearly impossible to displace, is key to creating a lasting asset. So can Africa's largest fintech assets actually exit through listing, or will market volatility always get in the way? Airtel Money's delayed IPO is a case in point, showing how market conditions can reshape the exit path for even the biggest players. This fragility in the listing window is a reminder that exits remain the unanswered question in African venture funding. Without IPO paths or consistent strategic M&A, fund life cycles don't close. For investors, this means keeping a close eye on funding figures and exit paths, and not getting distracted by valuation milestones or user counts. African startup funding is nearing $1 billion, but the number of deals is actually shrinking, which suggests investors are becoming more selective. This concentration of funding is a trend we've seen before, and it's a reminder that the instrument mix is shifting from equity to debt, but only when the debt funds work in capital or asset books in businesses with proven margins. For operators, this means being able to demonstrate proven margins and a clear plan for working capital in order to attract the right kind of funding. The brain trust breach is also a reminder that AI builders cannot treat API keys as an afterthought. Stronger habits around API keys, cloud access, secret storage, and third-party tools are crucial. This is especially important in the context of African fintech, where the settlement layer is key, and security incidents can have serious consequences. For builders, this means prioritizing security and infrastructure from the outset, rather than trying to bolt it on later. Which African pension regulators will move first to unlock meaningful domestic LP capital, and what changes when they do? Will this be the key to unlocking more funding for African startups and creating a more sustainable ecosystem? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akaiza.